From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how kidnapped journalist Jill Carroll was forced to make a propaganda video to win her freedom.
But first, President Bush ended a summit in Cancun, Mexico today. He was meeting with Mexico's President Vicente Fox and Canada's new Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Immigration was a big topic at the summit, and back in Washington, it dominated the debate this week. For analysis, we're joined now by NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Madeline.
Juan, we started the week off with these competing Senate immigration bills, and as we finish the week up, any closer?
Well, no, I think we've got more debate coming, but I mean, it's so interesting. Everybody's kind of waiting for the president to get back, and he'll be back next week. But you see these splits appearing inside both parties. For example, I mean, if you look at it through the prism of people, let's look at Ted Kennedy, the senator from Massachusetts, known as a, you know, resolute liberal. You see pressures on him from labor people who are concerned that low-wage workers, many of these illegal immigrants coming in to fill low-wage jobs, are driving down wages for American workers. And at the same time, many unions have divisions among them because they have lots of Hispanic, legal Hispanic workers who feel sympathetic to the plight of the illegal aliens in the country. And then on the Republican side, you see splits. For example, you see someone like a, you know, Senator Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, who really is split between Main Street and Wall Street. You know, President Bush representing Wall Street and the needs of employers to have low-wage workers, while you have a populist press coming from many on the Republican side who say, you know, it's time to build a wall. Frist has introduced a bill that would simply speak to security issues, more customs officials, more border officials, a wall to try to keep illegal immigrants out. And then you have people like Denny Hastert in the House. The House has all been about security too, but now Denny Hastert is saying to people he understands the need for some kind of action that would allow people to stay in the country, that you can't possibly deport 12 million people.
Right. And going back to Frist for a moment, there's been a lot of second guessing of him and of his leadership lately because of the bill that he introduced.
Exactly right. You know, Madeline, this is so political. I mean, obviously, you have demographics as a real fact driving much of this concern in the American mind. But in Washington, I can tell you among the, you know, the political class, all the talk is about, you know, is Bill Frist simply playing to the, you know, to the grandstands here? I mean, they say he may have played to it when he did the Terry Schiavo case, you'll remember, or when he did his stand on stem cell research. And now this, and then he's got bills coming up in the near future. My gosh, he's got bills on flag burning, to ban flag burning, to define marriage as only between a man and a woman. These things have failed to win a two-third majority before. But these are the kinds of issues that he seems to be playing for in attempt to win the Republican right-wing base and tear it away specifically from Senator McCain and Senator McCain's presidential hopes.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of another big story in Washington, that's the lobbying scandal. And there's news today that a former senior aide to House Majority Leader Tom DeLay is pleading guilty today.
Right. And this is just an ongoing effort. Now, you know, this week we had the Senate approve 90-8. Some kind of limits on lobbying. There's going to be more disclosure by the lobbyists in searchable internet databases. They can't have meals. They have to disclose indirect lobbying, you know, grassroots telephone calls, all that kind of thing. But I think it's telling that Senator McCain called it extremely weak. Fred Wertheimer of Democracy 21 said basically this is something that's trying to fool the public. Even Senator Collins of Maine said this is a system set up with our own rules. So I think there's going to be more discussion about this one down the road, Madeline.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome.